This meditation is the compassionate body scan, and it takes about 40 minutes. We begin by finding a comfortable position, perhaps lying on the floor, on your back, with your hands gently resting by your sides, your feet about shoulder width apart, or sitting comfortably in a chair. And then place one or two hands over your heart or another soothing place. Doing this as a reminder to bring loving, connected presence to your body throughout this exercise. Perhaps as you put a hand over your heart or elsewhere, feeling the gentle touch of your hands, or the warmth. And then taking three slow, relaxing breaths. And then returning your arms to your sides or keeping your hands on your heart or elsewhere, just as you like. So in this meditation, we'll be bringing warm-hearted attention to each part of the body in a variety of ways, moving from one part to another, practicing how to be with each part of the body in a kind and compassionate way. To establish a friendly and cooperative and maybe even appreciative and compassionate relationship to the body, which works so hard on our behalf. And we'll be inclining our awareness toward the body with curiosity and tenderness, perhaps as we might toward a young child. And as we go along, if you feel ease and well-being in any particular body part, you can invite or allow some gratitude to arise within you toward that part of the body. And if you have any judgments or unpleasant sensations in that part of your body, perhaps you can let your heart soften a little in sympathy for the struggle, for the pain. And maybe even place a hand on that part of the body as a gesture of compassion and support. Or even imagining warmth and kindness flowing through your hand and fingers into your body. And if any area of your body is too difficult to stay with, feel free to move your attention to another part for a while, especially a body part that's emotionally or physically neutral. Maybe your toes or your elbow. Allowing this exercise to be as comfortable as possible, as easy as possible. So we begin by bringing our awareness to the toes of the left foot. To the toes of your left foot. And beginning to notice if there are any sensations in your toes. Can you feel them? Are your toes warm or cool? Dry or moist? just feeling the sensations in your toes. Is there ease, discomfort, perhaps nothing at all? And letting each sensation to be just as it is. And if your toes feel good, perhaps even giving your toes a little wiggle, sending an inner smile of appreciation. And then moving to the sole of your left foot. Are there any sensations there? Your feet have such a small surface area, yet they hold up your entire body all day long. They work so hard. If your left sole feels good, perhaps you could send it a bit of gratitude. If there's any discomfort, maybe open to it in a tender way. Oh, letting your heart soften or melt a little because this is so. As it is in many human bodies. Now, sense your whole left foot. The whole foot. And if your foot feels comfortable, perhaps extending a little gratitude for the discomfort that you don't have, it feels good. Or if there's any discomfort in your left foot, allowing that area to soften a little as if it were perhaps wrapped in a warm towel. Could even validate any discomfort with kind words such as, oh, there's a little discomfort there. It's okay for now. So we'll now be moving our awareness up the leg one part at a time, noticing whatever sensations are present. Sending gratitude if the part feels fine, and compassion if there's any discomfort. So moving slowly through the body, still focusing on the left side, moving to the ankle, complex joint, sensations, feeling it with tender awareness. If you can, maybe even visualizing all the bones and tendons and muscles and ligaments, blood and nerves. Your complicated ankle. What do you feel? Bringing some tender awareness to your ankle. And then your shin. And your calf. That lower part of your leg. Are there any sensations? Can you feel a sense of touch against the floor or your chair? And then your knee, moving up to your knee. Bringing your awareness to your knee. Tender awareness, loving awareness, appreciative awareness. perhaps perceiving the uniqueness of a knee, how it bends one way and not the other. How much work it does on our behalf without ever paying attention to it. And you can also add some words of kindness or compassion, such as, oh, may my knees be at ease, may they be well, may they be strong, may they be healthy. You can allow words to flow with your loving awareness, and then simply return your attention to the simple sensations in your knee or in each body part as we go along. Do you have something you'd like to say to your knee? And as we do this, you'll definitely notice that your mind wanders about, doesn't necessarily stay with each body part. That's okay. And when you notice it, just returning your attention to that part of your body where we are, bringing your mind back as you might bring back a child that toddled off or a puppy that wandered off. Allowing this whole process to be exploratory, even playful, as you work your way through your body. Okay, and now moving up to your thigh, large thigh muscles, largest muscles in the body. If you're able to walk, they support the body and move you forward. Some people feel uneasy or judgmental about a particular body part. If that is the case for you, you could put a hand over your heart and gently breathe, offering yourself some kindness and compassion because of the uneasiness that you feel. No other reason. Perhaps imagining kindness and compassion flowing through your fingers into your body. Simply because you feel some judgment or uneasiness or physical pain. And then moving on up to the hip, to the left hip, very large bones to your hip. If you feel ease, perhaps offering yourself a smile of appreciation. If you feel any pain, hip pain, perhaps sending compassion, tenderness to that part of your body that's been working probably pretty hard your whole life. And now bringing a loving awareness to your entire left leg. Your entire left leg, making room for whatever you may be feeling or sensing. To the gift of having a left leg, if you have one. And then moving on over to the right side of your body, to your right leg. And beginning with your right toes. Just as we did with the left, and now with the right, feeling your toes. If you like, wiggling your toes, sensing your toes, noticing how your toes feel. Perhaps even sending a little gratitude for your toes, for stabilizing your body. What do you feel in your toes? Then your right sole, the sole of your right foot. your whole body supported on those little soles of our feet. In particular, what does the right one feel like? Is it warm? Is it cool? Wet? Dry? Letting the sensation be just as it is. And perhaps sending some appreciative awareness down there for the hard work of the sole of your foot. And then letting our awareness wrap around our entire right foot, the whole thing, toes, soles, arches, heels, amazing construction. How does your right foot feel right now, in this moment? What sensations? If it feels good, maybe offering some gratitude, any discomfort, letting your heart melt a little in compassion for the struggle of your right foot. It is doing the best it can. And then your ankle, moving up your right leg to your ankle. If you like, you can wiggle your ankle around a little and just feel what it's like. Feel what the movement is of your right ankle and the complexity of that movement. Perhaps even appreciating how it moves in all directions. And if there's ease, maybe some gratitude that is so. It's not so for everyone. And then allowing your awareness to move on to your shin, to the forward part of your lower leg, shin bone, and your calf muscle. Are you able to feel any sensations in that part of your body? Suffusing that part of your body with tender awareness. Friendly awareness. Friendliness. Establishing a friendly relationship, a cooperative, and collaborative, and friendly, appreciative relationship with our bodies. How about your knee, moving further up the right leg? And again, if any part of your body contains too much discomfort, if there's any physical discomfort or distress that may arise, feeling free to skip that part of your body and just go on to another one. Someplace a little more neutral. So as we do this exercise, as much as possible, allowing your awareness to rest, to be free, as we just attend here and there, going where we need to go and bringing the quality of awareness that we would like to cultivate. So moving on to the thigh, right thigh. Front of your leg, back of your leg, in the thigh region. then your hip. Your right hip, hard working joint, bending forward, bending back, whole leg rotating the hip, if you feel ease in your hip, that's a wonderful thing. Perhaps you can allow some gratitude to arise. Not everybody feels that way. Or if there's discomfort, letting your heart melt. Oh. Appreciating the struggle. No human body is without pain. This might be where you feel some. And then your entire right leg. Just allowing your awareness to wrap around your whole right leg from your toe to your hip. Appreciating the good fortune of having a right leg if you have one. Not everyone does. Feeling the physical sensations in your leg with your awareness, and letting that awareness be kind awareness, friendly awareness, tender awareness, appreciative awareness, gentle awareness toward your entire right leg. Now moving your awareness to your pelvic area, to the strong pelvic bones that support your legs. And also all the soft tissue in your pelvic area. Bringing a kind of gentle awareness to this area. And perhaps also feeling your buttocks on the floor or on the chair. These large muscles that allow us to sit softly and comfortably, that enable us to climb stairs. Noticing, are there any sensations there? Perhaps offering some gratitude that we have those muscles. And if there's any judgment or uneasiness, again, putting a hand over your heart because of the pain of that, those emotions, those feelings. Just being with ourselves when uneasiness arises. And it kind way, as you might toward a very dear friend. And then bringing your attention to your lower back. To your lower back, where a lot of stress is stored. The lower back has some very sensitive muscles that hold up our whole body as we walk erect throughout the day. So noticing if there's any tension or discomfort, then you might imagine your muscles relaxing, softening, maybe even melting with your tender awareness, sending tender awareness to that part of your body. acknowledging the hard work of your lower back. And if your lower back feels good, if it feels strong, maybe some appreciation. And you should also feel free to shift your posture a little if an adjustment will make you more comfortable. And then moving your attention to your upper back. Any sensations, touch points with chair, the floor? And now moving our awareness to the front of the body and a little bit further down to the abdomen, your abdomen, your belly area. So this is a very complicated part of the body, many organs, body processes, liver, kidneys, stomach, reproduction. Very complicated. So perhaps sending some gratitude to this part of your body. Even if some part is not working so well, there are many that are. Soft tissue. Bring some gentle awareness to your abdomen for all that it does, usually outside of our awareness. And if there's any pain or discomfort, any uneasiness or illness, again, offering some compassion as you might toward a very dear friend or a child. Letting your heart soften a little because this is so also, as it is for so many human beings. And moving your awareness up to your chest, the center of your breathing, also your heart center. This is the location of the felt sense of love and compassion. So infusing that area, your chest area, with awareness and appreciation and acceptance. Perhaps letting whatever you feel in that area to be just as it is right now. What do you feel? Can you feel your body breathing spontaneously, nourishing you with every breath? Are you able to feel your heartbeat, the pulsation of your heart, even? Perhaps you can, perhaps you can't. Are you noticing any emotions arising in this part of your body? Can you tenderly hold those emotions? Can you be with them right now? In an accepting way. What else arises for you emotionally? Just holding it all in loving awareness, gentle awareness. And as we go along now in the upper part of our bodies, you might be able to touch a part of your body that might need some special attention. Maybe even gently stroking or some expression of kindness, a way of reminding your body that you are here, that you are present, and that you wish it well, that you wish your body ease, health. And now, continuing to incline your awareness toward your body, perhaps with the same quality of warmth as you might toward a young child, and feeling the sensations in your left shoulder. We're going to be exploring our arms, beginning with the left shoulder sensations. Ease, uneasiness. You can even move your shoulder a little if you'd like to feel it more intimately. Noticing the complex movements in your shoulder. And then your left upper arm, your bicep, your tricep. Can you feel those? Very useful, hardworking part of the body we usually don't pay any attention to. Then your elbow, left elbow. Left lower arm. Your wrist. Your hand. About your fingers. Can you feel your fingers? Feel free to wiggle your fingers if you like, savoring the sensations that may arise as you move your fingers. Our hands have been uniquely designed to hold and manipulate fine objects, very sensitive to touch. Perhaps even feeling your fingers one against the other. And now scanning your whole left arm. Your whole left arm and your hand with kind of loving and compassionate awareness for the gift of having a left arm if you have one. And then moving on to your right side, the right side of your body, to your right shoulder. Bringing loving awareness to your right shoulder, maybe even a awareness inside your shoulder, if you can feel inside your shoulder a little. Muscles, bones, can you feel them? Every part of the body is vastly more complex than we usually can notice or reflect upon, but right now you can. And then your right upper arm. Then your elbow. Sweeping your arm with friendly awareness, your lower arm. Your wrist. Your hand. And how about your fingers? Feel free to feel your fingers, to move your fingers, maybe maybe even move your wrist, feeling the extraordinary flexibility and movement in your fingers and in your wrist and your hand. The miracle of having a wrist or a hand or fingers. Again, if you have one, taking a moment simply to appreciate this remarkable fact. And now holding your entire right arm and your hand in your awareness, feeling the whole thing. Wrapping it in loving and compassionate awareness, appreciation. And now proceeding with our awareness toward the head, beginning with the neck. If you like, touching your neck with your hand. Feeling your neck either with your physical touch or with your awareness. Remembering how the neck supports the head throughout the day, how it's a conduit for blood to the brain, for air down into the body. Offering some kindness and appreciation to your neck. You can even move it a little bit if you like, seeing what it feels like, the sensations of your neck. If your neck feels good, also sending some appreciation, or if there's discomfort, any tension, the neck holds so much tension, sending compassion. Oh, thank you. And then moving on to the head, perhaps beginning with the back of the head, the hard surface that protects our brain. If you like, you can feel the touch of the back of your head against the floor, or you can even put your hand there. And then your ears, bringing your attention to your ears. These remarkably sensitive organs of perception that tell us so much about the world. If you have the capacity here, then just taking a moment to listen right now. Perhaps even allowing appreciation to arise in your heart that you can hear. Or if you're worried about your hearing, perhaps putting a hand over your heart, giving yourself some compassion, or giving your ear some compassion. And then moving on to the other organs of perception, for example, perhaps your eyes. If you like, opening your eyes for a moment and just appreciating the gift of sight, if you can see colors, form, dimensions, movement, the miracle of sight. And then your nose. Capacity to smell, to enjoy, tells us so much about the world. And then your lips, tender interface with the rest of the world, eating, kissing, feeling. How about your cheeks? Your jaw and your chin. tongue. All of which work together in concert to be able to speak, to be able to eat, to breathe, cough, to sneeze. Finally, bring your attention to your forehead. And then to the crown of your head, your strong skull that protects your brain. Allowing your awareness to go inside the skull to your brain, and just taking a moment to consider the billions and billions of nerve cells that are communicating with each other all the time to help us make sense of this amazing world that we live in. This amazing brain to perceive this world. If you like, you can even offer a thank you to your brain. How often do we remember the hard work of the brain? Thank you. Or if there is some difficulty in your brain, again, offering your self-compassion, perhaps, because this is so, or even sending some compassion to your brain, wishing it well, wishing it ease, wishing it health. And now that we have finished bringing kind and compassionate attention to the whole body, just offering our whole body a final shower of awareness. Offering the whole body a final shower, head to toe, of appreciation. Of compassion, and of deep respect. And then when you're ready, whenever it feels just right for you, to slowly open your eyes.